For Dvar Machos Parsha Tzitzave, we have two sichas. Now we're going to speak about the first sicha. The first sicha opens with the famous fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's name does not appear even once in the entire Parsha Tzitzave. And among the answers given by the Meforshim is why that is. So the Rebbe mentions, first of all, that it always falls close to seven. Parsha Tzitzave always falls close to Zayin Adar, which is the day that Moshe passed away. So, like, passing away, he's not, so to speak, you don't see him anymore. So, that will be connected with not having his name in the parsha. And the second is that it's in some way a fulfillment of Moshe's bold statement to Hashem, erase me from your book, Mecheni na misifrecha, when Moshe wanted Hashem to forgive the Bnei Yisrael. And we'll come back to this. So, the Rebbe then addresses the first explanation of Zayin Adar, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. However, it's not only the day that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, it's also his birthday. Chazal tell us that when Haman threw his lottery, his pur, and it fell out in Adar, he was very happy, because this is the month when the Rebbe of the Jews, Moshe Rabbeinu, passed away. But, continue Chazal, he didn't know that on Zayin Adar Moshe died, and on Zayin Adar he was born, and that the day of his birth is sufficient to rectify the day of his death. Kidai haleidel shetechaper alamisa. So the Rebbe questions then, using the proximity of Moshe's passing away as a reason for his name not appearing in a parsha, why should the parsha in Zayin Adar contain a hint to Moshe Rabbeinu passing away? And why not a hint to his being born, which, as Chazal tell us, rectifies that he passed away? The other reason that we heard of erase me from your book, Mecheni na misifrecha, the Rebbe also questions this. This, b'chalal, that whole issue, is in another parsha altogether. What does it have to do with Parsha Tzitzave? To erase from the book. But, says the Rebbe, since both of these explanations are given as a reason for the same event, so they must be connected. And now the Rebbe is going to tell us what's the connection between the Zayin Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday and day of passing, and his request from Hashem, that if Hashem's not going to forgive the Yidden, so then wipe his name from the book, from the Torah. So Moshe's birth in the month of Adar causes Haman's decree to be nullified, to be cancelled. Haman was very happy with the month of Adar for an additional reason, the Rebbe explains. Every other month has a special schus, Nisan, for example. The month of Nisan is Pesach. Or it has a powerful mazel. But Adar has neither schus nor mazel. That's what Chazal tell us. So the Rebbe explains that why Adar has no schus and no mazel, because it doesn't need them. That Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday is in Adar, and on a person's birthday, mazel geiver, his mazel is powerful. And since Moshe is Yisrael and Yisrael is Moshe, so then the mazel of all of Yisrael is powerful in the month of Adar. Then the Rebbe goes on to explain, what is the mazel of Yisrael? Mazel means the root, the shredish of the neshama as it is above. So when we learn that there's no mazel for Yisrael, unlike the other nations of the world, each of which has a particular astrological force as their mazel, but the Yidden don't have that, it means that this is because the Jewish people are higher than these astrological constellations. And the word is this, ein mazel be Yisrael. So ein, aleph yud nun, means is not, there is not, there is no mazel for Yisrael, ain't mazel for Yisrael, but Aleph Yudun can also be read as Ein. Ein means nothingness, such as a level above the intellect. Meaning to say that the mazel of Yisrael is Ein, it's above the mazalis of the nations, it's above the grasp of the intellect, it's the level of above name. It's a level where Hashem doesn't even have a name because he doesn't need a name, where nothing else exists, so there's no need for a name. Rebbe continues, the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu on Zayin Adar hints at the revelation of the essence of the neshama, etzem neshama, which takes place at birth. When the child is born, he doesn't have a name yet, so he's above name. It's the revelation of the essence of his existence, and it's also of Yisrael. Here we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, it's also the essence of the existence of Yisrael, which reaches above Hashem's name, or his need for a name, and on that level, the Yidden are one with Hashem's essence. So the absence of Moshe's name in our parsha is connected with its proximity to Moshe Rabbeinu's birth, meaning the revelation of the essence of his being, which is higher than and beyond his need for a name, and thus his name doesn't appear. In other words, a hint that Moshe Rabbeinu was born and his existence is from a level higher, and the existence of Yisrael is from a level higher than name. And how does this connect to Moshe telling Hashem to erase me from your book? So the Rebbe says this is also connected with the same idea, that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born refers to the revelation of his essence, as we said, which is connected with the essence of Yisrael. And this connection between the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu and the essence of Yisrael is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had mysterious nefesh, that his name should be erased from the Torah on behalf of the Eden. So it comes out that his birth, Moshe Rabbeinu's birth on Zayin Adar, which is the revelation of his essence and the essence of Yisrael, this is what brought him to say, Mecheini Nami Sifracha, erase my name. Erase my name, because it's more important, my essential connection with the Yidden, than even to be written in the Torah. And thus, this is the most fitting time for the symbolic fulfillment of his name not being in the Parsha, when it's close to the same revelation of the essence that caused it. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's essence, which is revealed on Zayin Adar, is what caused him to say, Mecheini Nami Sifracha. So when are you gonna take his name out of the, when are you gonna fulfill that? Take his name out of the Torah in that parsha that's close to when he was born.